Welcome, everyone, to the Celery Juice Talks podcast. We are your hosts, Vani and Elvi, and we're here to talk all things health and holistic healing.
We're so happy and excited to have you here. And if you're new here, don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with someone you might think would benefit from it. And without further ado, let's jump right into this week's episode.
Hi, babe.
Hello, everybody.
And hi, babes, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Can't forget about everyone who's listening.
Exactly. Hello, everybody. We're so happy to be back again recording. Today we have a very exciting episode planned. We're going to talk about the five love languages. And for anybody that doesn't know what they are, we are going to talk a little bit about each of them. And so just so you get a bit of an idea if you don't know them yet.
Because I've known about them for so long, and that it's like a whole theory about how you can like strengthen your relationships, not just to your like partner, but with your family and friends. And it really gives you like the chance to get such a good understanding of how other people work and how they like to receive love and give love. But I haven't really like taken the time off to really put myself into all of the different ones. So I'm super excited because I feel like I'm going to learn so much today as well. And I mean, I have done a little bit of research, so I think it's going to be a great episode. And I think a lot of people can learn so much from it.
Absolutely. I completely agree. And I think, I mean, in general, I think we're always students of life and we always continue to learn. So even if you're like super like knowledgeable about a topic, you can always learn more. So that's also what keeps it so fun, because like any topic we talk about, even if we know super much about it, we can always learn more, which is
exactly
so amazing.
It really is.
Yeah. But yeah, just a little bit about the love languages. I think it's important to note that, like you already kind of mentioned it, it's not just like love languages or like love as in like with a significant like other or like partner.
Yeah.
But it really is. Yeah, exactly. But it really is for like any relationship, like friendship relationship, any kind of relationship that you have with anybody, as well as yourself as well. Just I feel like understanding like how you receive and give love, the way that you do it, is so crucial to just, in my opinion, honestly, just living like a happier life, because like you just come from a more like a place of more understanding, and because you know yourself better, and maybe also the people around you. If you know other people's love languages, it's so much easier to understand the way that like certain situations play out, why certain people react the way that they react, and all these different things. I feel like it can be super, super helpful. That tying to like, you know, healing, I feel like it is also super helpful to understand your way of showing and receiving love, because yeah, it can really fulfill you in like a different way. And if you're not receiving or giving love in like the way that feels most aligned to you, then that can really just leave like a little bit of a gap, I feel like, in, you know, your life. And so I think if you can like pay more attention to that sort of thing, then yeah, you can kind of fill another part of like your healing journey, right?
I love that. That was so well said. And I think that it's so important to like explore this topic of your life. And I think it can always as well like evolve. So it's not like you do it now and you just go with that for the rest of your life. And like you will stumble upon people who have a completely different love language, and that's also like a time and a challenge for you to learn even more about it. So we're always evolving, and I love that.
Yeah, no, I completely agree.
What I understood from my research, there are five different love languages, right?
Yes, exactly.
Amazing. So would you like to kick us off with one of them?
Yeah, sure. Okay, so I think I'll start with acts of service. So acts of service, it's basically a love language where you either show or receive love through acts of service. I mean, it's pretty self-explanatory, to be honest. But like, for example, bringing somebody a plate of food that you made, or thinking of somebody while you're at the grocery store, knowing that they wanted something specific and then buying it for them and giving it to them. Those sort of little things, serving somebody out of a place of love can be one of the love languages.
Yeah, I really like the one of words of affirmation, because I feel like mm-hmm. that's like one of the more obvious ones that you come to think of when you think about like love being with a partner and like the validation of words. Mm-hmm. So if you have a love language that's more in tune with words of affirmation, that's when you tend to value more verbal acknowledgments of affection, which includes saying I love you or giving other compliments about like someone's character or personality, or you look so beautiful, you know, that you really tell them how you feel and what you notice about them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really well explained. So the third one, or I mean, we're not really going in any specific order. I don't think there is an order.
No.
The third love language is physical touch. And that is one which basically people show and receive love through physical touch, as in like, it doesn't, this is like an interesting one because people might think like, oh, that's probably just for like romantic relationships, but you know, it can be simple gestures like touching somebody's like shoulder, or you know, just like, yeah, being a little bit more like touchy but in like an appropriate way, and just, you know, being a little bit more physical and just showing love through that way. I think it's super interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it could be like a hug or like a quick cuddle, you know, like,
exactly,
you know, when you go to greet your friend, like you do these two kisses on the cheeks, or just like holding hands. It can be mm-hmm. so many different things.
Yeah, exactly. It can mean different things for different people as well.
Yeah, exactly. And then I would say quality time. Mm-hmm. So quality time is very self-explanatory as well, but it's like when you really appreciate and adore when someone like actively puts their time off to spend more time with you. So they're really like present in the moment with you, living in the now, and someone who like shows that they want to spend time with that person mm-hmm. and hang out with them, basically.
Yeah, and I think here, like for quality time, I think something really important to note is like, it's not just like you said, like it's really about being present in the moment and mm-hmm. really like dedicating your full attention to that person and the time that you're spending. And the last love language is giving and receiving gifts. And this is also an interesting one, I think, because it like, it's not just, I think, like any kind of gifts or like material, like I feel like it's easy to assume that then the people are like very materialistic, exactly. But actually it's like, it's more about like meaningful gifts and gifts where people really like put a lot of thought into it. And like, you know, it's like, you know, for a special, like, I don't know, memory that you have together, or just has like meaning to it. I think that is really interesting. Because like, yeah, I feel like it can be misunderstood quite easily, but.
Yeah, and like you said, like it's so much more about the thought behind the gift rather mm-hmm. than the actual thing. And you said that before when you mentioned acts of service, that for example, when you're at the supermarket and you think about like something that your friend or partner likes and you buy it to them just because you thought of them at the supermarket, and you show them that through giving them that, you know, it can be like bananas because you know your partner loves bananas, and it's just like a little thing. I thought of you at the supermarket, you mm-hmm. know.
True, that's actually more of a gift one, not really acts of service. An example.
Well, it was a really good example anyhow, so
yeah, I guess more fitting for this one. Yeah, no, super interesting. So we wanted to talk a little bit about like our personal experience and like how I guess we like apply this to our personal life. So do you want to like talk about what your love languages are for giving and receiving love?
I can try. Since I haven't like really thought about these so much, it's something that I will have as a homework, I guess, which I think all of the other people should as well. But I mean, I was reading them, I could really tell which ones like that resonate the most with me. So
really quickly, just as like a heads up, there's also a test that you can take online. Yeah. So I'm going to put the link in the description for anybody that wants to try it out. And then, you know, you kind of, yeah, I guess it's, I like you said, it's kind of like you are probably able to like identify which one you relate to most. Because I mean, we have all of these love languages. Everybody has these love languages. It's just which one is more like prominent in your life, I guess. Everybody has like a preferred one, you know, for both showing and loving giving. But yeah, anyway, sorry I interrupted
you. No problem. And I think like you said, like it's not that one love language you don't resonate at all with, because I think you have a little bit of each, but then there are more that are more prevalent and others that aren't.
Exactly.
But for me, I would definitely say physical touch, because I'm such a like cuddly person, and I love to be cuddled, but I also love to show the people around me that I love love through giving them a really long warm hug, or you know, holding hands, or just, you know, putting my hand on their shoulder depending on the situation. So physical touch is really one for me, and then also I would say acts of service. That's like the love language that I give most, because I love to show people that I care about that I've really taken the time to do something for them, and really put my love into. It can be cooking, or, you know, cleaning around the house, or helping out with chores. Because I know that that is something that like most people really appreciate, because it's something that, you know, maybe some different tasks that everyone needs to do, but if I can do it for them one day, then that gives them more time to maybe focus on something else. But when it comes to receiving, I think quality time, physical touch, and gifts. And I'm really not a materialistic person, but as I mentioned before, I think it's much more about the thought. Like, it could literally be buying me an apple or a lemon, because I know you love to do your lemon water in the morning. It's just like that little thought behind the gift that can be, that can mean so much. And also quality time, because I really love it when people take time off, or just like to spend even just an hour that is so present with me, much rather than having like a full 8-hour day where maybe you're on your phone, or you're, you know, in a call or doing something. So much rather having like that 1 hour that's where you're fully present with one another. I think that's it. Like, words of affirmation, of course I love it when people give me compliments, but I think that's more of a self-love one. And I love to give other people compliments, because I think that we live in a society where it's very, you know, competitive. And if you, if someone else does better than you, or if someone is more successful than you, we're in a society where you're like envying them instead of giving them praise and like, you know, really showing them that, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. You've done such an amazing work. So I really try to give compliments that I think can make someone else happy, because I think there isn't enough of that. But I think that pretty much sums it up. So the ones that I love to give the most are acts of service and words of affirmation, But the ones that I like to receive are the other three. So quality time, gifts, and physical touch. So that's quite interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm going to definitely do the test as well, because I know that there are so many questions. So it will really make me reflect even more. But what about you? I'm so curious.
Yeah. I mean, first off, I just want to say, I think it's, again, very interesting how you were talking about the different, like, it, yeah, you basically covered all of them, but just in different ways. Like you mentioned also showing love to yourself, or perhaps even you might have a different like prioritization or like preference when it comes to your partner, Simon. And then, you know, it all differs like based on the situation, which I think is super interesting. And like, you know, based on maybe who like you're who's like in the situation and things like that. So yeah, very interesting. For myself, I think I'm very similar in definitely like my number one for giving love, I would say, is acts of service. It's the same as you. I just love to serve people like in the literal sense. Like when I was younger, I remember I would like literally act like a waiter or something, because I just I just like loved to like literally serve people. And I think that also translated into like my love for cooking for people. I love making food and like then enjoying it with everybody. Just even simple things like I always try to like hold the door open for people, or just like, you know, helping somebody out on the street if you see that they need help, just little things like that, you know. I just personally, that that's the way that I am able to show a lot of love. And I would say for receiving, I think this differs like between like friendships and like romantic relationships, because I very much love physical touch. And like, you know, it's, I'll also be touchy with like friends and stuff, but I think this, for personally for me, it classifies more for like a romantic setting. But in that terms, like I love just like, you know, like you mentioned, just like holding hands or just having like your hand on like somebody's or like the other person's lap, just anybody, you know,
stranger sitting next to you on the bus,
just kind of like the other person's lap, or simple things like hugging or cuddling, things like that. I love that as well. And that like I'm able to like really know that then I'm like receiving love from the other person. Really proper sentence, sorry about that. But I would say also quality time is one for me. This one's like an interesting one in like for myself, because like sometimes I really like love to, I mean, I don't know, it's gonna sound kind of stupid. But like I love to, you know, play games or something with the family, but sometimes I'm also just not in the mood for it. And so, you know, that's like interesting to me, like, so maybe, I don't know, my love tank, because he also talks about how you have your love tank, and if like your love tank isn't full for yourself first, you're not able to like give other people love. And so that's also where a lot of it like comes from.
And you're referring to the guy who wrote this book, or came up with the theory, right?
Exactly. Sorry, I didn't make that very clear. Exactly. So it's interesting to me, because like I guess sometimes that love tank for me is full, and then I'm like not as much in the mood to like, you know, sit down and like play something all together. You know what I mean? And so it's interesting to me how like in those situations, like, it changes, you know? Yeah, I would say those three are like the main ones for me. Words of affirmation, I don't know, I just kind of get awkward. I'm kind of like with you, like I love to compliment other people, or like, you know, tell them they did like a good job if like, I don't know, they had a presentation or whatnot. I love to like praise people. But for myself, I just get uncomfortable.
I totally get it. That's also why like words of affirmation is not my love language of receiving, because I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's more giving.
I kind of don't like take it in as I should. I just like, yeah right, you know.
Yeah, I think a lot of people honestly probably have that because yeah, I think a lot of people don't really know how to deal with compliments. Perhaps we can do like a whole episode on that. We can challenge ourselves.
I also feel like a lot of people don't know how to give like genuine compliments because sometimes it's just like, oh, I should give her a compliment because I feel like she feels like she looks nice, but it's like these genuine compliments that are key, I feel like.
Yeah, or also, you know, when somebody compliments you, then you feel like you have to give a compliment back. That I find, like, I've been trying not to do that because then it's like, I don't know. I mean, it can be genuine, of course, but it's kind of like, would you still have said it if the other person wouldn't have complimented you? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so I feel like in certain times it's like, just, you know, accept the compliment, say thank you. And like, move on.
Yeah, definitely. And like, that's the same with gifts. Cause like I said that that's one of my love languages for receiving. But like at the same time, I so much more prefer to give a gift to someone cause I can really tell like how it makes them feel happy. And I really like to put in the time and effort into choosing a nice gift rather than like receiving it myself.
Yeah,
it's just more the gift of like, you know, just it doesn't have to be wrapped up and like be super expensive or anything. It's just like the thought behind the gift, I guess.
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe
yeah.
more of an experience or a quality time gift.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, a combination.
A combination of the love languages.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I wanted to touch a little bit on like I guess how you can like apply this in your everyday because I mean you can also read on this like more on the website and things like that, but and he also actually has a book which you can read
but we'll link it in the description.
Exactly. But yeah, I think it's interesting how like in like for certain people in the relationships it can be misunderstood and people can feel like the other person doesn't love them because they don't understand their love languages or don't maybe like know them and so then maybe one person is like giving them love in a way that they are able to give it, but the other person doesn't necessarily receive it in that way. And so then they don't feel loved. They don't feel fulfilled in that area. And then like, you know, that can lead to like misunderstandings and just like not feeling happy in the relationship. And this, again, like when I talk about relationships, I don't mean like purely romantic relationships, but like any kind of relationship that you have with anybody. Just to say that. Just as like a little example, my sister and I, we lived together after I don't know. I shouldn't explain everything, but this is where I go on like massive tangents and then just talk about something that's completely irrelevant.
And you forget about the point that you're gonna make. The actual
point, exactly. Okay. Long story short, she basically didn't feel like I was giving her love. That's like the summary. And so when she basically came across this book and like told all of us, like me and my parents, like, you know, told us to like figure out what our love languages are and stuff like that. And it was really interesting because like I mentioned, like my first love language for giving love is like acts of service. And so a lot of the times I was like making, whenever like, you know, I made food or something, I would like bring her a plate and then I would give it to her in her room and then I would leave and do something else. And like, I was unconsciously like, you know, doing that, like, yes, I was doing it from a place of love, but like, I didn't know you know, that that's like my love language. That's how I show love. I just did it because that's like, yeah, something that I love to do. And so, and she, but her love language for receiving love is quality time, like mainly. And so for her, the fact that I brought her the food, but then left was like, you know, why do you not love me? And so she felt very like not misunderstood, but like, you know, just like not, she just felt like I didn't want to spend time with her and like I didn't love her pretty much. And then when we figured this out, she was, well, we were both able to connect the points and be like, oh my gosh, like you were constantly like, you know, showing love in your way, but it wasn't necessarily the way that I'm able to receive it. And so when we started understanding that, you know, I was able to make more of an effort because she really appreciates to like sit down together. And like, for example, when I make food for her, to sit down together and eat it together, that is something that she really appreciates. Or for example, like she loves playing board games. Like, for example, when we lived in Milan together, when she came home from uni, she would love it if like sometimes I would, you know, prepare a little snack and then we would sit down together and like play some like board game together. And then we were able to really like, yeah, understand each other's love languages and understand like also see when somebody is giving you love in a way that maybe you aren't necessarily like open to like receiving in that way, to still be able to see that the other person is still giving you love but in their way, you know.
And I think it's so beautiful because like that's with any relationship, if you don't have an open communication around your preferences or like being open and honest about what you like and don't like, then how would you ever come to this conclusion in the end? And when you do, that's just so amazing because now you know each other inside out and what the other person prefers. And of course, like you should combine your giving love language with her receiving love language in some way to show her love and appreciation. And I feel like that's where you try to meet in the middle. And yeah, that's just so cool how everyone has so different love languages, even though you're both brought up in the same family with like the same love from your parents. I think it's so, so cool. All right. But what about, you explain a little bit about the love tank that you mentioned about, because I'm really curious about that one.
Yes. I mean, I'm definitely not an expert in any of this, but I'll try my best. So basically the love tank is like, everybody has a love tank and you can just imagine it as like, I don't know, a jar. And you basically fill this love tank up through either like giving people love or like, receiving love in your way. But basically, if your love tank is like empty or almost empty, then obviously you're not able to give other people love as well as yourself. Like you have to prioritize your own, like, because like, again, we mentioned this, like these love languages also get like qualify for yourself, you know, like if you show yourself love through like words of affirmation, for example, then if your like self-talk is like very negative, then, you know, it's likely that your love tank in that area is like very empty basically. And so that's something that you can work on. Or like, for example, if it's quality time, you know, like really dedicating like, I don't know, an hour every week or every day best case to truly yourself, doing some self-care, like, I don't know, whatever that means to you, like taking a bath, journaling, meditating, whatever it is, then that you're through that, you're able to then fill up your love tank. And then if your love tank is like fuller, then, you know, you're able to also give other people love in the way that you show it. And I think this is also an interesting one because you can't just, I mean, I kind of mentioned it, like if your love tank is empty, then you can't, you know, it's going to drain you to try to give other people love, through whatever way, because yourself, like, you're not feeling fulfilled, or like, you don't have that energy to come from that place, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's just this like little like, is it a metaphor?
I mean, representation, yeah.
Representation, yeah. I'm not good with
that. I mean, it could be a metaphor as well, but I think it's really interesting because it's kind of like you can't give from an empty cup. And that's like exactly. One of the things that I use with my clients as well. Like, if you're not energized and you don't love yourself, how will you be able to give to anyone else?
Mm-hmm.
And how will you be able to give to yourself? So it's really about like prioritizing your own love for yourself, mm-hmm. and then you will be able to show others love and receive the love that others show you. Because if you're drained, like you said, then it can also be harder to receive the love. Because, for example, like we mentioned, when we receive compliments, maybe we don't take it in as well as we should, because we don't mm-hmm. maybe appreciate ourselves in those compliments as mm-hmm. much as yes, we should.
That's a really good point.
So it's very important to acknowledge that we should always try to fill that cup or the love tank. And mm-hmm. I think a really good one, which I stumbled upon and I wrote it down on my notes, was like, the love language that you desire most from another person is the most important love language that you can show yourself.
Yes.
Because that's the most important one that you should give to yourself, right? Because mm-hmm. mm-hmm. it's what you want. So if it's quality time, like Valentina said, then it's really important to sit down with yourself, maybe do some journaling. It can be some meditation, yoga, or just sit like listening to music. If it's active service, then it can be making yourself a really good nourishing meal in the evening. I know you love to do that. Mm-hmm. And that's like, you know, it's so funny how mm-hmm. everything works. But
wait, so the love language that you
desire most from another person is the most important love language you can show yourself.
Interesting.
Yeah, I thought that was super spot on.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. Do you have any like situation or like realization where like I mean, I guess you're kind of new to it, but like, you know, you knew it beforehand, where you kind of made like a realization with like a friendship of like, oh, you know, and then it clicked?
Yeah, well, definitely, because I think it's so funny until you learn about like or realize how people like to receive love and give love. Mm-hmm. It can be like kind of weird because you work so differently and you don't mm-hmm. really understand one another. But yeah. I have this one new friendship who is like, I really love her so much. But she, like, what she loves to give the most are gifts. Mm-hmm. Like, that's her way of giving. And she's like, she told me, oh my God, I'm going to put so much time and effort and money into your gift this summer, because my birthday is during the summer. And like, that's not my most favorite one to receive. So I was like, so you don't have to give me anything, you know, like, I just want to spend time with you. And she's like, no, I really want to do it. So now when I this happened like 2 weeks ago, so yeah. It's just funny because it's so different. And I know mm-hmm. that like, that's her way of showing love. So of course mm-hmm. if she wants to show me that love, I'm like, I really know how much that like she loves me, because she mm-hmm. really puts time and effort into it. But yeah. then I have like another with my sister who mm-hmm. and like a lot of friends. It's not only my sister, but since I'm a very like touchy and like cuddly person, I can just like grab my friend's hand when I'm talking, you know, like I'm very serious, I mean this, I grab their mm-hmm. hand, like look into their eyes. Yeah. And I guess it can be a little bit intimidating. And if you're not super big on like physical touch,
yeah,
like my sister, like they kind of like step away. And in the beginning, I would like, don't you love me? Like, why don't you ever want to hug me or like, you know, show me more physical touch? Like, mm-hmm. and now I understand that, like, I mean, mm-hmm. since a long time ago, I understand that that's just because some people work differently. Like, some people find it really hard to hold maybe one person's hand, whilst the other one like can, you know, really hug them for 10 minutes straight and like stare into their eyes without mm-hmm. there being some like romantic relation. Yeah. So I think that's super fun. And I remember when I went to Costa Rica with my best friend, mm-hmm. like I would like try to grab her hand and be like, I really love you, you know, like that. And she would like take it away and I would be so offended. No, I wouldn't be offended because I don't easily get offended, but I would like try to teach her how to hold my hand. Like, it's okay. And she was like, no, but I'm going to start to sweat from my palms. And I was like, I don't care about that. Just hold my hand and feel my calm.
Oh, I love that. That's so yeah. amazing.
Yeah. So it's like now when I, because before I didn't like think about it as the love languages, I would just think it about it as we all work so differently.
Yeah, but now exactly.
It's like putting it under the umbrella of love languages makes it so much easier to like identify with different people. So it's mm-hmm. super interesting. Do you yeah. have any other like example that's worth mentioning or anything else in terms of like your love languages with other people?
I mean, I can't think of like a specific scenario right now, but I think in general, it's interesting to like, you know, think back, you know, previous friendships or like think about certain and be like, oh, that's probably their love language. And like, oh, that's probably why they did this and this. And you know, it's like mm-hmm. it just creates like a better understanding of like certain situations that maybe like in the moment or like, you know, you didn't really understand or like completely like, I guess, I don't know, process that through this understanding of like the different love languages, you're much more able to like understand why certain people do certain things. And like, you know, kind of the reasoning behind it. And yeah, I feel like it just creates so much more like clarity and yeah, just like, I don't know, not really peace of mind. But like, you know, if you had like a situation where, like you said, like where you felt misunderstood, then like by realizing that maybe that's not how the other person receives love, then it's like, you don't feel like not loved because like mm-hmm. You can appreciate that the other person maybe just has a different way of receiving the love, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, for anybody listening, I think this is like really something that can like I'm gonna go as far as like that this can like transform your life or like your relationships or I mean even with yourself. Just understanding these sort of things creates a certain awareness around it, and then you're able to much better like target it. And like, you know, if you know what your love language is like for yourself, for example, you're much more able to, when you do have like alone time, you can really dedicate that to filling up your love tank. And then, you know, you might feel much more fulfilled than you did before. And I think it's a really great tool to use to like, especially in like certain friendships and relationships, to understand each other better. And like Avira said earlier, like it's all about communication. And if you can communicate mm-hmm. about these things, it can really just make your relationship so much better. And yeah, really uplift like the, it can level up your friendship and your relationships.
Definitely. And I really think that we both encourage listeners, like to all of you who listen, to not just take the test yourself, but encourage your partner or maybe your best friend or your sister, brother,
your family,
or exactly. other family members to take it as well. So mm-hmm. in that way, you can like already from then understand their love language of both giving and receiving, and you can mm-hmm. apply it back to like your history together and think back about different memories and connect the dots maybe in mm-hmm. some ways where you felt misunderstood or you had a miscommunication in the past. And I think most of all, it's such a fun way to get to know each other better. Mm-hmm. Whether it's like a new friend, an old friend, it really takes it to such a deeper level. And I think I'm not a very I'm not a person who's into cold talks. I love to dive right deep in. I don't even know what I said there, but I go deep in the conversations very quickly, whether it's with like a friend or a stranger. And this is such a fun way, a good conversation starter.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's so true. First date conversations.
Yeah, first date conversation, because then you already know if he can fulfill your
matches or not.
Exactly. He or she, because we have all different people on here listening. So
exactly.
Before we quit, couldn't we just go over like a little bit of how the different love languages you could apply them to yourself? Because we mentioned the one with acts of service, that can be like cooking for yourself or keeping a clean space, keeping a clean bedroom so that you feel like you don't have a lot of clutter. But which one, like another one, would self-love look like for one of those other love languages?
Yeah, so for example, receiving gifts. I'm really not good with gifts, guys. Like,
okay,
this is not my love language.
I mean, giving gifts, couldn't it be like going on a solo trip?
But wouldn't that be quality time?
Yeah, maybe it could.
Perhaps what about like picking yourself flowers.
Yeah, picking yourself flowers, gifting yourself flowers, maybe buying like a comfy sweatpants set that you really love, and investing in yourself in other ways.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
getting yourself a really good freshly squeezed orange juice while you're out on a walk.
Yes, I love that. I think words of affirmation is a great one that, I mean, maybe I can just relate to it more, but I think words of affirmation is a great one to practice for yourself, because positive self-talk can be so detrimental to like, your healing journey, especially, I feel like, because if you, like we always, I think we repeat this every single episode, but I'm just going to say it again for anybody who hasn't listened to any episodes except for this one. But your mind doesn't know the difference between you thinking hypothetical situations and like realistic, like not realistic, sorry, like real life situations. And so if you think of something, your body and your mind basically doesn't know the difference of whether that is like an actual scenario or if you are just imagining it. And so self-affirming talk can be so beneficial to your confidence, your appearance. Like, you literally will probably look happier and look like more glowy, more vibrant, more confident if you are talking to yourself in a from a place of love. And this is really something that I've also had. It's so difficult when you and you don't recognize yourself to still yourself. And so this is really anybody can practice, like whether it's
or just like
in the morning when you like wake up, just like tell yourself something that like something positive that you notice about yourself. It doesn't just have to be like about the looks or the appearance. It can just be I am proud of myself for getting up this morning and I don't know, doing my morning routine, committing to that, little things like that. And throughout the day, just like affirming like yourself and just giving yourself like little compliments. It can absolutely be appearance, you know. You can check yourself out before you go out the door and be like, hey, I look amazing today. Like, you know, let's get this. And that can really boost your confidence because you're telling yourself something positive. And if you go out the door, look in the mirror, the last thing you say is like, oh, I look terrible today. then it's like, great, well, what's that gonna do for you? You know? So yeah, I can clearly very much relate to that one.
Yeah, but that's super good tips. I really loved all of those that you said, and I think it's so amazing, like, and it's so important, because we think like over 60,000 thoughts, and if all of those or majority of them are negative, then I mean they're probably going to be negative about yourself as well, and that really will impact your self-love.
Yeah, and I also always like see this or hear this. It's like, if like talk to yourself as if you were your best friend, because to your best friend you wouldn't say these negative things, and so why would you say it to yourself? And I think that's such a good reminder. It's like, always talk to yourself like you're your best friend, because like you wouldn't, sorry to say this, but like you wouldn't shit on your friend, like, you know, you wouldn't say something negative about them, and so why would you do it to yourself?
Definitely. Right? I really love that comparison, and that's one that I always think about as well, like either your best friend, your partner, your sister, like if you said that to one of those people, they would never be friends with you.
Yeah,
so why would you say it to yourself?
Exactly.
Yeah. But we mentioned quality time in form of like meditation, taking a solo trip, doing something that you really love, and just relaxing. And so I think the last one with physical touch, I think like one that I can think of is giving yourself a massage, like not yourself, but you treat yourself to a massage.
But even you're giving yourself
one. Yeah, yeah. You can massage yourself and do like lymphatic things. Lymphatic drainage exercise, and maybe using like what I really love is super soft blankets. You know, it just feels so cozy, and but I guess it could also be maybe physical activity, like moving your body in a way that feels good, and maybe it's not necessarily like physical touch, but it does like warm up your body, similar to when you are like touched out by someone else. So
Or just giving yourself a hug.
I love that.
I think that's also a great one.
Right now I'm holding my hand, like my hand.
So Amira will constantly be holding somebody's hand, whether it's her own or somebody else's.
I totally forgot about that. Oh my god. Plenty of ways to show yourself, others, and receiving love from a lot of people and to a lot of people.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Amazing. That didn't make sense, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, no, I think that made sense. I get what you mean.
Perfect. Hopefully you guys do as well. But I'm definitely going to take this little test now. And maybe you can do it as well. Maybe it's changed.
Exactly. I was just going to say, maybe it's changed since, because the last time I took it was like years ago. So probably it's changed a little bit. But I think it would be interesting to see, because I'm not entirely sure like exactly what is like my number one for giving love. And so I think that would be interesting to see what like the test comes out with. So I'll definitely link that below in the description if you want to check that out. Along, I mean, it's the website of the five languages, so then you can just cruise around a little bit and like see what else is on there. As well as the book is also linked on there. So I'll make sure to do that. And we really hope you enjoyed today's little talk about this topic, or rather that you enjoyed the topic.
But I think it's really such an important topic, because self-love will get you to a place of healing much faster as well, and when you have this good relationship with others and receiving and giving that love, I think that's also like when you open up to receiving love, it will get you to a better place faster as well. So connecting it back to like chronic illness and all of this, it's such a good way to understand yourself better and others through getting to know the love language a little bit better.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a good note to finish off on.
And amazing. Yeah. Well, Nick, thank you for the little lecture.
Yeah, thank you. I thought it was so informative as well. So that was really great.
But amazing.
Just as a little reminder, if you're not subscribed already to our podcast,
what are you doing?
Exactly. We would really appreciate it, whatever platform you're listening from, if you could subscribe. And if you have time, we would love it if you could give us a little review as well. And you can also always follow us on our Instagrams. Our podcast is at Celery Juice Talks. And our personals are LV Heels and She's Powered by Plants. They're always linked also in the description box.
Lots of love, guys.
Lots of love. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Talk to you soon. Bye.